It's the largest fruit native to the United States. The earliest Americans were eating it 19,000 years ago. Native Americans relished it, and the fruit sustained our earliest settlers. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and John James Audubon were fans, and it even helped keep the Lewis and Clark expedition alive. With all this, you probably never heard of a pawpaw, let alone tasted one. That realization sparked writer Andrew Moore's question, what happened to the pawpaw and why? The answers are found in his new book, Pawpaw, In Search of America's Forgotten Fruit. He talked to our contributor, Joe Yonan, who is food and dining editor of The Washington Post.
Hi, Andy. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So I was so surprised to find out that the largest edible fruit native to the United States is a pawpaw.
That's right, which was something that struck me. How does something that's this big go largely unnoticed by most Americans? I learned that this wasn't actually always the case, that at one time Americans were entirely familiar with pawpaws, going back to the Native Americans who ate the fruit, who used the tree's fiber for cordage and rope, on down through the earliest explorers and colonists and pioneers. The pawpaw was an important fruit and food item each year in late summer.
And it actually is tropical.
That's right. In many ways, it's a tropical fruit that has willed itself to grow in the temperate north, to grow where it probably shouldn't. We know that over millennia, it evolved to be here, but it is the only member of the tropical custard apple family that's not found in the tropics.
And in fact, here in America, there is something that you refer to as the pawpaw belt. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. The pawpaw belt is a term I use to refer to the states and regions where the pawpaw is native, where it grows wild. And that encompasses parts of 26 eastern states. And it spans from southern Louisiana to Ontario, Canada, and from the Atlantic west to the Mississippi, and into Oklahoma and even Nebraska.
Wow. What happened? Why did the pawpaw disappear from our tables?
Exactly. That's the big question. That was the mystery that I was trying to get at in the book, is how did Americans forget about this and why? And what I've come to is the easiest way to explain it is that when Americans stopped going to the woods for food, they stopped knowing the pawpaw.
Andy, what does a pawpaw taste like?
The pawpaw is commonly described as a cross between a mango and a banana, and that's true. But the first thing I like to describe is the texture. It has this tropical custard texture that's more similar to fruits you'd find in the Caribbean, fruits like guanabana and cherimoya, custard apples. And the best thing you can do with a ripe, fresh pawpaw is just to eat it out of a hand, cut it in half, scoop it out and eat it like a custard in a cup, which is essentially what it is. But obviously, if you have a lot of pawpaws growing, if you've come across a bumper crop in the woods, you're going to want to do something with it. So the second best way to enjoy a pawpaw is pawpaw ice cream. It's one of the best ice cream flavors I've ever tasted.
Yeah, I saw that there's companies even like Zingerman's that are selling pawpaw ice cream, and there's even pawpaw beers, right?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So how do I get my hands on pawpaws, Andy? How do we find them if we're not foragers, or do we need to be foragers to find them?
No, increasingly you don't need to be a forager to find a pawpaw. And if you're lucky, you might have pawpaws at your local farmer's market. More and more folks are setting pawpaws out in orchards and growing them like you would any other fruit. And then other farmers are realizing that they have this fruit growing in the woods that they can harvest and bring to market. So if you're lucky, you can go to your farmer's market and you might see a pawpaw grower, or you might see someone who has begun to gather these from the woods and offers them for sale. I think when you look at things like local food movements, the return to regional cuisines and regional foodways, I think people are naturally drawn to the pawpaw. And I think people are excited by the story of the pawpaw, and certainly they're excited by the taste of it. And they're excited to return to some of these food roots that connect them to, you know, their grandparents' generation or previous generations. And so I see a lot of things happening in the current climate of food and agriculture that bodes well for the return of pawpaws.
It's such an interesting story. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming to talk to us about it.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here.
Andrew Moore is author of Pawpaw, In Search of America's Forgotten Fruit. Joe Yonan is author of Eat Your Vegetables, Bold Recipes for the Single Cook. Now, Andrew left us with a classic recipe for pawpaw ice cream. It is the season. You can find the recipe at splendidtable.org.